Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeff Sabar's here. Jay-Z's back. Jay-Z's been a member of our Brain Trust since the previous millennia, the last century, since 1999. He's a pretty old guy. That's right. Jeff is the chief home officer. I don't know what we'd do without him. He joins us on a regular basis to talk to us about the essence, and I mean the core, the nucleus of being a small business owner. Jeff Sabar, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for putting up with me for two millennia here.
It's been one of the crosses that I have to bear, Jeff. But I've managed somehow. We've had some good times and hopefully have helped some folks. Jeff's the author of a number of books, folks, including Home Office Know-How and Safe at Home. Jeff, this is the time when people often they're either doing resolutions or they're declaring that they never do resolutions. And I don't do resolutions mostly because I don't feel that, you know, I don't need. I'm a contrarian. I'm not going to do what everybody else is doing. That's the main reason that I don't do resolutions. And you're not much of a resolution guy either, are you?
Well, I follow the belief of Mark Twain, who once said about this time of year, now is the accepted time to make your regular annual good resolutions. For next week, you can begin to pave the road to hell with them as usual. So, you know, leave it to Mark Twain
right.
to really hit the nail on the head.
Cut to the chase. That's right.
Yeah, because you know what? For a number of reasons. I mean, there are those who on Facebook will post, you know, Monday morning sort of soliloquies or Monday morning, you know, just saying.
Darn, have I been missing cool stuff on Facebook again?
No, I was going to tell you about something quite 180 degrees. No, people who start their week saying, you know, they'll talk about something with passion and perseverance and, you know, how to be successful. And then there's those stupid, what we call memes, those little pictures that people pass along with a saying on them, that if you do this and then share it, you know, you will have good luck. Yeah, my butt. But, you know, and maybe some people need that to drive them on a Monday. Maybe they believe in that. Maybe spiritually, maybe emotionally they need that. You know, I need something else.
Some people really connect with stuff like that.
And good for them.
You know, whatever cranks your tractor.
Exactly. I never quite put it that way, but absolutely. You know, my boat generally doesn't get floated as such, as we, you know, to use another euphemism. But the truth is, some need it. I believe, especially when it comes to resolutions, that, you know what, for this year, for example, I resolved just to do my best all the time, just as I've always tried to do every year as I've been a professional. And that's not a resolution. That's just something that you do. It's an MO, as opposed, you know, modus operandi,
as opposed to
resolving to something. God, what did I resolve to this year? God, I forgot. I can't do it if I don't remember, you know?
Well, I talk on this show, as you know, Jeff, on this show every day, I say something about seeking excellence.
Right.
I don't have to wait till January 1. See, this is my contrarian thing. You know, if you can't really be a professional contrarian if you can't deliver the goods.
Right.
And so to me, you know, like Christmas, I've been called a Scrooge because I don't get all worked up over Christmas, but that's because if I want you to have something in July, I give it to you in July. I don't wait till Christmas.
Right.
So I don't get all worked up over New Year's resolutions, because if I feel like I need to make an adjustment, what are the chances that that's going to coincide with the Gregorian calendar?
Right. Right.
It's not much. So I'm always going to be seeking excellence. I don't need a new year to tell me to write something down that as you say, is probably going to I'm not going to keep, and it might even pave the road to hell. So I'm with you on that, but I do think, though, I do think that it's okay. It's at least a good idea, and I think it's okay for you and me to say that at this point in time, we do have a new full year ahead of us. There's a blank slate of opportunity, quite a bit of vessels in front of us that we can fill up with opportunity. That as a calendar year is an important metric of performance. We got a full one in front of us. We might as well say, okay, what are we going to do now? How are we going to fill up those opportunity buckets, so to speak?
Well, and I think that points to something along the same lines of, if you resolve, that's great. If you make resolutions and you make promises to yourself, to others, whatever, as far as how you're going to work the year. And again, I misspoke there because it's not about promises to others. If you make promises, it's, as we've spoken before, I'm Jewish. We observe Yom Kippur in this household. And Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement. And some people misunderstand Yom Kippur because what it allows us to do is to atone to God for those who we have done for making promises to God that we did not keep. But the flip side is because it's we atone for those promises, but if I promised something to Jim in the past year and I did not deliver, they're usually saying, I'm going to deliver you an article. No, that's not what we're talking about. But if I made a deep personal promise to you or to another person in the past year and I didn't deliver, I need to go back and I need to make amends. That's what we have to do. With God, we're being forgiven. A Day of Atonement, I don't care what you did wrong, I'm forgiving you. But to Jim, to others, and that's what this time may be, where we make promises to others in our business and in our life, where we can deliver, we can rise to a higher level, we can make our work stronger. And deliver better on the goods that we put ourselves forth as professionals.
So you're saying the way I look to God's grace for forgiveness for my sins, you're saying that because the last year is gone, we wrapped it up and it's history, we can sort of try to go and try to get a clean slate with others and not only with what maybe you haven't done right, but maybe try to rise to a new level of excellence. What about
right.
that?
Absolutely. I mean, and I think we are all, we are all in a position to improve what we do. Whatever we do, if you can't improve, then what's the point?
That's right. You're either green and growing or ripe and rotten.
There, I like that. And I think that's true. And we are not tomatoes. we don't hit a maturity level that. Beyond which we will not grow, and as you say, we are ripe, overripe, and then starting to rot. We can grow with it, and I think it's really important that we keep that in mind in everything we do. Look, I look at Monday as a new opportunity. I look at Thursday as a new opportunity. Now,
hey, Jay-Z,
January
I have a
1st.
New opportunity to take a break. So I'm
there. You
to,
go.
Give me your website quickly, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
That's pretty quick. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Jay-Z and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.